Hi everyone, it is 11:50 a.m. It is the next day. It's a new week. It's Monday, December 11th, so I'm just hanging out right now. I'm not really up to all that much. And this week I'm going to be busy again. Well, not as busy as I was last week, but tomorrow I have to work, and then I have to go, well, I'm going to the mall with my friend tomorrow night, tomorrow, like, late afternoon, and then on Wednesday, I have two clients, well, one for sure, I don't know about the morning one, and then Thursday, don't really have anything going on. Well, I do have that phone appointment that was rescheduled. Friday, I have my monthly meeting. So, and that's for work. So I am kind of busy this week. So next week, things should start to settle down a little bit. And, yeah, I will talk to everybody later. Hi everyone, it's 2 o'clock p.m. It's the next day. It is Tuesday, December 12th, so in an hour I'm leaving to go to the mall. I'm going to be bringing a backpack with me because anything that I get at the mall, I'll just put in my backpack and then I won't buy too much. So, yeah, but I'm leaving there about an hour, and I have to walk the dog. My mom isn't here. And then we're going to go to P.F. Chang's for dinner. That's an upscale Chinese place we're going to. So, and then I did have work this morning. I got home at around 12:30. We did have to pay for parking, so I get reimbursed for that, which is nice. I have to just fill out a travel voucher, but yeah, so I'm just going to go to the mall. I'll probably be home around like 9 o'clock. And then my driver, we're also friends like outside of work. So tomorrow's her birthday. So I'm going to buy her some lunch. I'm going to take her out to lunch. So usually we separate the order and we just say it's two separate orders, or we just take turns if we're going inside of a place, or I'll just Venmo her. Like if she does put it together, I just Venmo her, but I would just pay for the both of them. So yeah. But anyway, I'm going to go for right now, and, I will talk to everybody later. Hi everyone. It is 3:10 and I'm on my way to the mall. I just left a few minutes ago. We have someone to drop off, and then I'm getting dropped off at the mall. So I walked the dog. I texted my client for tomorrow to confirm, and I will talk to everybody when I get to the mall. Hi everyone, it's 4 o'clock. I'm here. I was here for like a few minutes. I was just at the mall. Well, I'm here now, but, I just got a Diet Coke out of the vending machine, and I put my money in and it wasn't working. So I put in like $2 and I was like, that's weird. Why isn't it working? The machine took my money. And then I was like, oh, gee, maybe the sodas are more than $2. So usually, because I'm so used to them being like a dollar and like some change, like $1.75. That's how much they were when I was in college. And I would get sodas from the vending machine all the time. But I put in $3 and then it worked. So yeah, the drinks are $2.25, which is crazy. But yeah, I mean, those days are over of getting a soda out of the vending machine that's like 50 cents or whatever. So it is what it is. But I got a Diet Coke to have in my backpack. I have my phone and wallet in my pocket so that I'm not having to like constantly take the backpack off to use my phone. So yeah. And then, I get another, like, so thirsty. No, but, Yeah, so I have texted my one client. I don't know if she got back to me. My phone's at home, my work phone. And I forgot to text the other, but I will text her when I get home. So I think my friend is here. So, yeah. Hi, everyone. It's 8:03, so it's much later, as you guys can tell. So I'm just sitting here. My friend just left. She left in an Uber. I'm just outside waiting for paratransit. The hostess is actually keeping an eye out for my paratransit. And it's funny. We ran into one of my neighbors. She's known me forever, so she's, like, really sweet. And she, like, ran into her because she works here at one of the stores in the mall. And so she was just like, I was like, oh, and she heard me. And she's like, oh, I'm like Kristen. So she actually was really nice, and she helped us with our shopping. Like, we went to Bath & Body Works, and I, like, went crazy in there. And then she actually helped us. And she's like, I'll bring your stuff home for you so you don't have to lug it around, which was nice of her. Like, I brought a backpack, but and she insisted. So I was like, okay, that's fine. And then she drove us to P.F. Chang's. Like, P.F. Chang's was all the way on the other side of the mall. You had to go outside. I wasn't sure if you have to walk through a parking lot. She's like, I don't want you guys walking over here. So, and we were driving, like, she was driving us in her car. I'm like, yeah, I see how far it is. So, yeah. She was like, I'll make sure that you guys, like, get there and all that. And she said, I called paratransit and I told them to change my pickup location so that we wouldn't have to walk all the way back, because it probably would have been a nightmare. So yeah, she was my guardian angel today. So she also took a picture, and she sent it to me and my mom via WhatsApp, because when you take a picture on an Android, but she doesn't have an iPhone, when you take a picture on an Android and you send it, like, from iPhone to Android, it's very blurry for some reason. So that's why she did it via WhatsApp. So yeah, but I'm just sitting out here waiting, and I will talk to everyone when I'm on my way home. It's 8:22 and I'm still waiting. I'm just inside waiting because it's freezing, and my neighbor, I know how I told you guys we ran into her. Well, she was like, I don't want you guys walking all the way back to where you, to, over into the mall, because it was far, everywhere I saw, you know, we saw how far it was when she drove us, and like she said, she was going to take my stuff home for me, so I wouldn't have to lug it around, and I actually called paratransit and had them change my location to be picked up here, I'm just sitting here, and my friend and I, it was funny, because we were like, when she got here, we were talking, and then I'm like, and we're like, oh, well, let's go to eat first. And then she was going to use Ira or ask people. And then we were just standing there because she canceled her paratransit because she doesn't like to take Uber, or she doesn't like to take paratransit at night. Just feels a little weird about that. So she was just like, oh, well. And then my neighbor had ran into us and found us. So it was actually meant to be that we decided to shop first, and we were just standing around and we didn't go anywhere yet. So I'm happy that we didn't have to go walking around by ourselves, because that would have been a nightmare. And yeah, so like I said before, like, it's crazy that the prices, like, for things, like, went up. Like, I was at the soda machine before, and I was saying how, like, I put $2 in the machine. I was pressing the button. I thought, oh, like, it's not working. Like, maybe they haven't been filling the machine. And then I put in another dollar and it worked, and like 75 cents came out. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like, $2.25 for a bottle of soda out of the soda machine. That's insane. So yeah, I'm like, I know it's crazy, but we had dinner, and then we had like some appetizers as meals. That's becoming very popular nowadays to just do appetizers as meals. But yeah, my friend is actually going to stay with us for New Year's Eve. It's going to be fun. She's going to be staying with us for New Year's Eve instead of me going to her grandma's house. It's a long story. I'm not going to get into that, but yeah, it'll be nice. So I don't know how much I'm going to get record Christmas week, because it's going to be crazy. I'm going to have friends staying with us and stuff. So I don't know. I have to see how that's going to work, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. I might even take this week off from recording. probably what I will do, because she's going to be staying with us for like 4 nights. So yeah, but, I will talk to everyone when I'm on my way home. I need to see what's going on with my ride because it's almost 8:30. The hostess is actually watching for it and, checking on me. So I'm like, I need to go inside and wait because it's freezing. So yeah, but I will talk to everyone later. And I hope the agent actually did change my pickup location, because I'm kind of worried that maybe she didn't. So yeah, I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 9:07. So I just got picked up now. So basically what happened was the driver was here since 8 o'clock, and he was in the other entrance where I was originally getting picked up. I asked the driver, or not the driver, the agent, to change my location to be picked up, my pickup location, and they said they would change it, and they didn't. So my mom was worried. She was like, well, if you don't hear anything, they don't come take an Uber, this is ridiculous. So the hostess and them, they were waiting for me. They were keeping an eye out for it. And, I'm happy that they did that, because I would have been waiting like forever. But the New Jersey Transit, it was good that they called me and told me that, you know, the paratransit was, they were waiting. And, yeah, that was, so what an adventure I had today. And I'm usually like, I'm not one of those people who like doesn't come out or just doesn't take their trips. So I'm, so if I'm not there, then like something's wrong. So yeah, but I'm happy that I'm on my way home now, and I'm just going to go home and relax, and I will talk to everyone tomorrow. It's 10:12 and I'm finally home. Well, I've been home since like a little before 10 o'clock, but yeah. So what I did this tonight, I'm not doing that again. We're staying in the vicinity of where I get dropped off. We're not doing that again, because when I told the dispatcher, when I asked them to change my pickup location, she said she would change it, and she didn't actually do it. Basically, like I said earlier, the driver was there since 8 o'clock, and they couldn't just leave me, so New Jersey Transit had to call me, and if I didn't pick up, they would have just told the driver to move on. So, yeah, my friend said she's done that several times, and they, you know, they pick her up where she asks to be picked up, but they didn't do that today, so I'm not doing that again. We're just staying where we are in the vicinity. I get it that my friend didn't want us walking all over the place, and that would have been a nightmare. I could totally see that being a nightmare, but like I said, I'm not doing it again, because that same thing happened to one of my friends. He was going to come over here one time, and he was sick, and he canceled his ride, and then paratransit still came to my house to pick him up, and my brother told me that Access Link was outside, and I was like, is it a white car? And he said, yeah. And I'm like, oh, let me go out there. And I said, are you here for, I don't want to say his name, but I asked if they were here for him. And they said, yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry, he's not here. You know, he was supposed to come over, but he was sick. He's not here. So they were like, oh, okay, he's not here. So they had to call dispatch and all that. And then I was actually on the phone with him when this happened. And, you know, he said he did cancel it, but for some reason they didn't actually do it. So they still came here. I don't know. I don't remember if it counted against him. I don't think so, but I don't know. I'm not positive. But yeah, it was crazy. So yeah, I'm just going to, I was going to go to the library tomorrow, because my first client, she texted me. She's like, no, we're not on. I don't know what's going on, but I'm not going to the library tomorrow. After being busy, I need an extra like couple hours of sleep after the night I had. I definitely had a fun night, don't get me wrong, but I just got home at like 10 o'clock at night. So I would have been home an hour earlier if it wasn't for this stupid paratransit, but it is what it is. So yeah, I will talk to everybody later. see. All right, guys, I'll talk to you all tomorrow. Hi, everyone. It is 11:15 a.m. It's the next day. It's Wednesday, December 13th. So I'm just hanging out right now. I'm going to be leaving soon to go to work. I just have one client today. I was supposed to have two, but the other one had to cancel. So I confirmed with her and she said that we weren't good to go. So I just have one client today. And then I'm going to come home and I have a therapy session tonight. So as for what happened to me yesterday with the whole paratransit thing, if New Jersey Transit didn't call me, I would have been left. I almost took an Uber. I mean, the hostess offered to take me home, but I would have taken her up on it because it was like she worked at the restaurant. It wasn't like some random person at the mall. So I probably would have taken her up on it, but my paratransit came. So, but I clearly was responsible and I called them up and let them know I was in a different location. And the agent said she would change it and she clearly didn't listen. So, and then I could have gotten a no-show and it wasn't my fault. So that was just crazy. And what an adventure we had yesterday. But yeah, I'm also tomorrow have a virtual FaceTime lunch with my friend. And then that's about it. And then Friday we have our monthly meeting at work. And Saturday I have an NFB meeting. So yeah, I will talk to everyone later. Hi, everyone. It is 6:45, so I'm just hanging out right now. I'm listening to Christmas music, as you guys can probably hear. So I got an Echo as a gift. Somebody gave it to me, an Amazon Echo. So I set it up, and I was having an issue where, like, so I have the third generation Dot, and if you have two of them, you can actually, like, pair them up and, like, make, like, a stereo set. And there was actually this program that I did a while ago because I had two of the first generation Dots. And there was this program that I did where if you trade them in, you know, you can get a credit and then you can get like the new ones. So I did that and I got two new ones, and then you can pair them up to be like a stereo set. So it's like having two stereo speakers. But the one thing that was kind of annoying was that they would both go off when I would, you know, say the wake word. And this time somebody gave me one as a gift. I can't really say who gave it to me, but someone gave it to me. And basically, it was only the one. So I was like, well, I'm not going to get another one. Like, because if, obviously I would get that, that would come out of my own money because it's like something I want, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just like, well, I'm not getting another one. And because I did have two of them, but they were not acting right. They were just like acting, they were really slow. They were just like acting, they weren't acting right at all. So I just got rid of them. And oddly enough, they were actually still on my account. So I had to like deregister them. But I was like, well, I've just deregistered them. But, yeah, so I was like, I'm not getting another one. So when I would tell her to play the music, it wasn't actually playing the music. Like, it would say like playing Christmas music or whatever, but it wasn't actually doing it. So I was like, that's really weird. So basically, I paired it up with a Bluetooth speaker because, like I said, I'm not getting another one. So I'm like, well, it's either this or nothing. So I paired it up with a Bluetooth speaker. And that's easy. It's like pairing it up with like a Bluetooth device on your phone. Well, you know, it'll see it. And then you just pair it up
I'm actually thinking of getting the bone conducting headset that I got my mom just because of that. So when I'm using AirPods, like, sometimes AirPods are too, I mean, don't get me wrong, AirPods are great, but sometimes I need to be able to hear what's going on around me. And then if I'm doing something on my phone, like, I can still be attentive to what's going on and other people don't have to hear what I'm doing on my phone. You can listen to music with them. Because I actually had a pair of bone conducting headsets. It actually goes on like a pair of glasses and it like goes behind your head and then like it rests on your cheekbone. I got my mom one and I want to thinking about getting myself one just because, like I said, AirPods are great, but yeah, it just sometimes it's, you just want something a little bit, you just want something a little, something else too. So yeah, so I paired it up with a Bluetooth speaker in case like that is the issue, like not having more than one. It's the problem, and it seems to be working fine now, so, yeah. But I can play my Audible books on it now, which is nice, so, and I can, like, actually use my phone and listen to music, which is nice, so, yeah. I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 11:15 a.m. It's the next day. It's Thursday, December 14th. So I'm going to be doing a virtual FaceTime lunch with my friend here in a little bit. I actually just ate, so I'm just going to chat with her. And then we have to take care of some boring adult crap. And then I don't know what else. I think we're going to go out to dinner tonight because my mom is actually off work for like this whole month because she has a lot of vacation time she has to use, and if she doesn't use it, she'll lose it. So I'm actually just going to end it here, and I will talk to everyone next week.